Vayter in Shas. We're in Chulin Daf Samaches. Bring it up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Mazda for others who finished the third parak. We're now start the fourth parak of Maseches Chulin. Behema Hamikasha Leleid. An animal that is having a difficult pregnancy. It's about to give birth and stuff are going intense. Rashi says Bishas Shchita. It's at the time of Shchita. You're about to shech this animal, this pregnant Bessie. And then suddenly, the baby animal sticks its hand out of the womb, out of the animal, and comes back in. Rashi has called them shechita before the shechita occurs. Mutter b'achila, it's going to be mutter b'achila. Rashi says, we're going to explain what exactly is mutter. Now, it's an important thing to know, that is, that if you shecht an animal, it's machlokas later on, but we're going to just basic ideas that when you shecht an animal, if there is a uber, there's an animal inside it, that animal does not require shechita. It's already gotten shechita, doesn't need shechita. And now we're talking about over here, when it sticks his arm out and then brings it back in, if it comes back in before the shechita occurs, then it's like it was never out seemingly, and therefore it's going to be mutter, and you could still go ahead and you could eat it. Okay. Hotzius Rosha, but let's say the baby stuck its head out, not an arm, but actually stuck out its head. So now we've got ourselves a problem. Afa Bishachzir, even if it brings it back in, still Harezek Yolud is considered as if it was already born, and therefore it needs its own Shechita. Rashi says, Vesulo Mahanyale Shechita Simo, the Shechita mother doesn't help. It's our Shechita last means its own Shechita. Imnin Sachai, if it's alive. Imnin Sameis, and we can avail it. If it's found dead, it's like an availa, because it's as if it already left the body. Let's say you go and you cut off a piece of the animal that's inside of the womb, and you leave that piece that you cut off inside. It's going to be mutter once you go in the shecht to eat it. Well, let's say you ended up cutting off from the spleen or the kidneys of the animal itself, the mama itself, and you left it inside the animal, and you shechted it, it's going to be usher to go and eat. Rashi says, the shechita is not going to help it. That's why he said the spleen and the kidneys, these are the types of organs that are not going to cause the mama to be a treifah. Because the mama to be a treifah, then obviously the whole thing is going to be problematic. Zeh klal, this is a general. Davar shagufa aser, something that's part of the animal body itself, meaning of the mama itself that's found inside the body, that's not part of it because it got cut or something like that, it's going to be aser. The shechita doesn't matter it. Doesn't mean that the animal, because the animal is kosher, that's not mutter. V'sheinu gufa mutter. But if it's not part of the animal itself, a.k.a. it's the ober, it's the baby that's inside, the baby animal, then that is going to be mutter. The shechita matters it.
Zok teheilige gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. V'ever atzmo aser. If this pregnant animal had its baby animal, stick its hand out and then pull it back in. Then you shech the animal. The baby is going to be, mama, the baby is going to be kosher. But the hand that went out, even though it came back in, that hand is going to be also. Rashi says also, b'chila me'achos yotzim me'michitza, so kodim shechita. It left its mechitza, its area, before shechita, even though it brought it back after, but before the shechita itself. My time, why is that the case? Because the pasuk says, u'baser basada trefa lo sochelu. The pasuk says, and meat in the field, treifa you shall not eat. Kevin shiyatza basa luchutz chutz mechitzaso nesar. Once the meat is gone outside of its mechitza, its boundaries, it becomes usher to eat. Says Rashi, basa basada klomer chutz lemechitzaso. Dahainu la'avir, out into the air. Sherechem zeh havale mechitza. The rechem, the womb, is its mechitza, is its boundaries. Lahatiro b'shchita, to matter it with shchita. V'kim v'chiyatza, but once it goes out, areu k'treifa, it's like a treifa, v'lo suchlu, and you can't eat anymore. V'chom mishiyeshlo mechitza, anything that has its partition, its place, its area. V'yatza, and it leaves that area, could go b'sar kachim, like let's say kachim, shiyatzu, that left the azara, nami ma'ikor nafkala. Also, we learn it from this pasuk as well, where it says, makos of yudches. That's where we learn out the concept of something leaving its mechitza is going to be problematic. In fact, the Gemara, hold on one second. Tanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, Behema Mikasha, Leilet, even animal that's in its difficult labor. It's like that his hand brings it back in. Mutter bechir, it's going to be mutter to eat. My lava, Avar. Avar, the Mishnah itself says, mutter isn't talking about the Avar itself, that arm that went out. It says, Gemara, lo, it's not talking about that.
What's it discussing? It's talking about a uber. It's talking about the fetus itself, but not the actual limb that went out. Rashi says, Rashi Reinan, the Mishum Yad, lo havi ki yolud. All it's coming to teach you is that it's not considered like this uber is born because of the arm. And therefore, the shechita of the mother will matir the baby. The only issue is the arm itself. That limb that stuck out before, even though it went back beforehand, before the shechita. In fact, hold on 1 second. Yeah, uber, if you're telling me that it's talking about the uber, that it's talking about the actual, it's only referencing the fetus that's going to be mutter, but not the limb, then my iriach zero, why does it speak out the fact of when it pulls its arm back in? I feel loach zirunami. Even if it hadn't pulled it back in, it should still be that it's mutter. It's just the uber, nafka lon lekaman, mi behema behema, osa tochelu. This is something that we're going to learn later on, tomorrow's daf. We learn out that as long as the fetus is not born yet, it's going to be mutter because of the mother's shechita. And since the limb itself is not considered the birth, then the matir is going to apply to the body of this fetus, even if the limb is still sticking out. So what does it make a difference if it pulls back in? It's going to be the same halacha even if it doesn't pull back in. But since the Mishnah wants to teach the later case of Hotzias Rosho, Alpha Pishach Zero, that when it sticks out its head, if the baby sticks its head out before Shechita, even if it pulls it back in, that it's going to be considered like it was already born. Tananami Reshach Zero, so far in the Resh also we use the same lotion. It's just trying to keep it consistent. But even if it didn't pull it back in, still the R would be Aser and the upper would be Mutter. In fact, the Gemara question on the Sefer of the Mishnah itself is Sefer Maiko Mashmalan. What's the Sefer coming to teach us? Rashi says, Sefer Gufa Maiko Mashmalan. The Ka'amar to Resha Tani Mishum Sefer. You're saying, we wrote the Resha like that because we want to keep it consistent with the Sefer. What's the Sefer even teaching us? We already know this. The Kevin the Yatzer Rasha Havila Leida. You want to come to teach us that since the head of the fetus came out, therefore it's considered like it was already born? That's what you're telling us. It doesn't help when it goes back in. Tanina, we already learned that. Where we have another Mishnah Bechoros that teaches us that principle. So we don't even need that here, in which case then I wouldn't have to need the Resha for the Seifa. Which goes back to our question of maybe there is a difference between if it was. Maybe it doesn't just mean that the Ober, maybe even the arm itself should be okay. The Mishnah says in Mechoros, "Ezel b'chor l'nachla ve'ino b'chor l'kohanim." We know that if a woman has a baby, a regular woman, she has a baby, and this is her first baby ever, then there are two things that occur at that moment. There's, well, a lot of things that occur, but there's somebody who knows a b'chor, the firstborn. Let's say she is a boy. That boy, he becomes the firstborn in reference to nachla. That is that. Later on, let's say they have more children, then the father dies, he gets a double inheritance as a bechor. There's something else known as a pidyon haben. He has to have a pidyon haben. However, the Mishnah is telling us that there's such a concept where you could split that. Ezel bechor l'nachla, what's called the bechor, that he will be considered the firstborn in reference to when his father dies, he's going to get a double inheritance. But he's not a bechor l'kohanim, meaning that there's no pidyon haben that's done with him. Haba acher nefalim. It's talking about that baby that's born after a nefel. Right? And that is, nefel is a like a child that's not able to survive. Not carried to full term or something of the sort. Says Rashi, b'chol ha'nachla. B'inan v'lad she ro'oi lichyos. You need needs to be a child that will live, or will survive. V'i lo ro'oi lichyos, if not able to survive, then lo mafka es haba acharav mi lito pishnaim. It doesn't remove the baby that comes after him from taking a double inheritance. D'chsev reishis ono. That is, the pasuk says, reishis ono, meaning a lashon of the beginning of his ono, of his strength, which you understand to mean of his pain. Misha libo dava alav. Someone whose pain is acute to him, that is heart feels pain for, and that's only a viable baby, not a baby that wouldn't be viable. A love yatzav lad, I'm sorry, misha libo dava alav, yatzav lad, it's excluding of lad, she'inu shokayama, is not able to survive, she'in leva aviv dava almoso. It's not the same type of pain that the father feels for this baby that never actually survived. Aval mepidyon habachor, but in reference to the second kid that's born, even though, yes, he's called a bechor for nachala, that gets pishnayim, he gets a double inheritance in the future, but he's not called a bechor in reference to pidyon haben, because poterhu esabacharav, the first one's going to pater the second one, sharei ze peter zarechem, because that's the one that's actually the first of the womb. And that's the criteria when it comes to So let's stay with me now. Here we go. One that comes after a nefel. Its months weren't filled out. Even though its head comes out alive, it comes out chai. Rashi explains vechzira. Let's say the first brother, you have twins. So the first brother goes out and vechzira, sticks his head out, vechzira, and sticks it back in. V'yatza achiv, and then the other one comes out, shekola chadashiv, ein leidus harishon, mafkaso miyot v'chol anachala. The first one's, you know, merging his head is not going to take away from the second one, get being a bechor lanachala. Shafilu nolad a nefel kula, even if the nefel was totally born, and mafkias tabachor, he's not going to take it out. She'ein libo dava alav. V'kolcha kainim yatsa rosha meis. Certainly, if the head comes out dead. V'hai denakat rosho mishum bachor lekohen denakat lei. It'll be tzias rosho havir lud du poters achiv bechor lekohen. That's just coming to say, teach us specifically about the concept of bechor for a kohen. But let's keep going. Oben tisha sheyatsa rosho meis, or let's say a 9-month-old baby. It was a full-term baby fetus that stuck its head out from the womb and it's dead. Then Rashi says, "Oh, Abba Acher Ben Tisha, Afilu Yatzar Rosh Shal Rishon Mace, Havi Leida Sarishon Leida." That's called a Leida. Vein Abba Acher Bechor LeKohen. It's not a Bechor LeKohen. Aval Abba Acher Ben Tisha Shiyatzar Rosh Chai Bechor LeNachla Nami Lo Avi. It's not even considered a Bechor LeNachla. Alma Rosh Havi Leida. You see, the Rosh is a Leida. Says Gemara now. Oh, Ben Tisha Yatzar Rosh Mace. Time of the Rosh Mace. Oh, it must be the Mishnah's Mashma that the reason the child following the 9-month fetus can be considered Bechor in reference to Yerusha is because it came out when the head was dead. Haroshachai, but if the head was alive, then Abachar Bechor Lenachla Namilav is not even Bechor Lenachla. So you see straight up from this Mishnah that the head comes out first, that's considered a birth. So why would our Mishnah need to tell me that if the in the Sefer that if the animal sticks out his head and puts it back in, that it's considered it's already born? We already know this from the Mishnah Bechoros. So keep telling me if you want to say no. Listen, Ashmein and Ba'adam, the other Mishnah is telling us about the din of Adam of a person. And our Mishnah is teaching us about that of a behema. And we need to teach both of them. The Adam and behema lo yalev, because you can't learn out a man from an animal. The ain prosdor lebehema, because there's no prosdor. Prosdor is like a hallway for the animal, but where a human does have it, that means the animal gives birth, it comes right out from the womb, comes out into the air, in the open air. When it comes to a human, it goes through the area that then the legs are, and it's not recognizable at the moment of birth. A behemoth may others, therefore you can't learn one from the other. So you have to have two different mishnayos. A behemoth, so why don't I just have the one about Adam? We'll learn out a behemoth from Adam. A behemoth may Adam learn if you can't learn out the chash of parts of panim didei, because there's a significance of the face of a human. It's very significant. You see, it's its own lady, it's its own person, its own thing. But that of the animal is not significant. And therefore, I need to have their particular mishnayos to teach us this, and that's why you need two. Nohanami tanina. We also have another mishnah later on in Daf Ayin Zayin that tells us this principle that shilya shiyatsa miktsasa. If you have the amniotic sac that came out partially from the animal before it was shechted, asur b'chilatsasa to eat it, even the part that's still in the animal. Kesimin vlad beisha. Because just like the amniotic sac is a sign of the fetus and the woman, so too it's that sign of the in an animal as well. So this mishnah, the din of this mishnah, is based on the assumption that the head, the emergence of the head, is a birth even in the animal. So since this din was already taught, why do we need the second part of our mishnah? So again, we're trying to figure out what's it going on. If you're saying that the arm goes out and then it comes back in, that it's going to say that, you know, we said that it means the arm is usher, but the ober is going to be mutter. So then what does it make a difference if the arm gets pulled back in? So it must be that maybe that's out of me. So iyamar bishlamech zero duresha dafka. Everything's going to make sense. Everything's good if you want to say that when it says a statement. And it pulled it back in, pulled his arm back in, if that's, you know, specific. And the Tana is telling us that because it pulled it back in, then even that's going to be mutter to be eaten. But if not, then it wouldn't be. Rashi says, "Ul mishri ever gufein to matter ever itself." Ikele terutze sefer d'taniach zero mishum reisha eliyam. Then we're good. Eliyam at mutter de reisha. Oberkai. You want to say it's going in the ober? Aval ever aser de chazer lo mahani. Amay nakat echzero. Then why do you have to mishtav say the word echzero? So yeah, my bishlam mechzero dereisha dafka tana seifa atereisha. We can then say that the Tana taught the seifa because of the reisha, and to show a difference between the two. And since the first statement says that if it stuck out its arm and pulled back in its mutter, And the Tana is now saying to contrast that, that if it put forth its head and even to pull it back, it's going to be usher. Okay, that makes sense. Although this could have been learned out from the other Mishnah, it said it here because it makes sense to, you know, go against the, you know, to have a clear distinction between the two cases of the Reisha and the Seifa. Aliyah might low the Reisha dafka velo the Seifa dafka, but if you want to say that neither the phrase that he pulled it back of the Reisha is dafka and not of the Seifa is dafka, then lama leila mistayu klal, then why does a Tana have to say it at all? It's, isn't it clear that the first part was taught specific and it means to tell us that if the foreleg was drawn back, then even the foreleg is going to be mutter because for the shrita. So the Gemara, lo. No, the olam ha'ubar, when it says it's mutter, it is talking about the ubar, it's not talking about the leg. Ukada amar of Nachmar Yitzhak. And, you know, your question about, like, so why the Mishnah says that it pulls it back, it goes according to Nachmar Yitzhak, that he says in another place, lo nitzcha elo l'makom chatach. It's necessary to tell us this only in reference to the place of the cut. Hachanami here also, lo nitzcha elo l'makom chatach. It's only necessary to teach us to say this in reference to the place of it being cut. Now, what in the world is this talking about? So this idea of the place of getting cut is talking about the point of the foreleg that is flush with the opening of the womb. That is, it sticks the leg out, it sticks out its arm, and now we're exactly the opening of the womb is from that moment, which is where one would theoretically cut the leg in order to separate that which had been stuck out from that which is inside. The Gemara is telling us that if the fetus draws its leg back in, then the place of cutting, the part of the leg that had already been exactly on the border, is mutter by the mother shechita. But if it doesn't pull it back, then the point of the severance is not considered mutter by the mother shechita. Right? In the latter case, before eating the fetus, it's not enough just to cut the part that was outside the womb. You also have to cut off a sliver of the limb that was at the opening, so that only that which was totally inside the womb is going to be eaten. And the Mishnah is saying that, and what it says, and it drew it back to allude to the fact that there's a part that's mutter only if it was pulled back in before the shechita, and that's at the part that's exactly at the opening of the womb. The whole reason for this is like we learned about the basar that left its place. And here it never left its place if it pulled it back in. Right? It stayed at that opening of the womb. It said exactly, it was like inside and you pull it back in. But when it's outside, okay, then we have a problem. Okay. Tashima, says the Gemara. We're going to take a look and see. No, we want to maybe say that even if the if it pulls its arm back in, we want to see even that's going to be mutter. Toshima, behema makasha lele, if an animal is having a difficult pregnancy, a difficult labor, hotzi ober es yado v'ser, it sticks its arm out, and then it goes and it pulls it back in. V'achach ha-shachet the zima, then it goes and shachets the mother, mutter ba'achila, it's mutter to be eaten. Now, shachet the zima, now when it says mutter achila, what's it talking about? Is it also including the arm or not? Shachet tesim of achikach zera. Well, let's say you shechted the mother while it was sticking out, and afterwards it pulled its leg back in. Aser b'achila. Oh, then it's aser to eat. Ooh, ah, interesting. Hotzi yisad v'chatcha, it put that its arm out, its leg out. And then someone cut it. V'achikach shachet zim, and then you went and you shechted the mother. Shabachutz tame v'aser. That which is outside, meaning this cut off limb is tame, and therefore it's going to be aser. It's aser to eat. It's eiver menachai, right? No good. Vishabifnim tahor mutter. It's tahor and it's mutter. Everything is good to go. Shachet is ima v'achagachadcha. But let's say you shechted the mother when the leg is sticking out, and then you add and you cut off that foreleg. Beep. Turn the page. Samechesa mebeis habasar maga nevela. The flesh of the fetus and the mother is tame because of touching nevela. So we're talking about a case of you have this mama with the baby inside. Mama animal, baby animal. Baby animal sticks its arm out. At that moment, you shech the mother while the leg is sticking out, and then you cut the leg off that's sticking out. Beep, turn the page over there. Tabasa maga nevela, the flesh of the fetus of the mother's tummy, because now it came in contact with the nevela. That's just kola uber. Habasa kola uber v'habahema nagu be'ever tamein. the severed limb is the din of nevela.
This is all Rabbi Meir, Divrei Rabbi Meir. That is, it's since by the time the limb was severed, the mother was already shechted, the mother and the fetus are already classified as food when they touch the limb, and therefore they contact tuma from the limb. The chachamim omrim maga treifa shchuta. The flesh is tame because of the contact with the shechted treifa. Yah, says Rashi, sheva yotze adainu mechubar mishas shchita. Still mechubar at the time of shchita, afal pi she'ein shchita, even though. Oh, yeah, I lost the place here. Yeah, my God, Trevor, shchuta, sheiva yotze adainu mechubar mishas shchita, afal pi she'ein shchita matiraso b'achila, even though it's not going to matter for eating, mitaraso midin vela. The Gemara is going to say later on, in Gimel, I understand, with Trefa Shchuta, what Maga is there connected to? It's going to be Tama Midrabanan. Katani Mir Reisha, but still, what does Reisha say? Hotzi Uberes Yado Vechzira Achach Shachatas Yisimo Mutter Bachila. That if it puts its arm out and then brings it back in before the shchit, and then after the shechs the mama, what the bechila my lava aver? Is it talking about the aver? So even the aver itself is not a problem. And for the gemara, lo, a uber, it's talking about the uber, not talking about the aver. In fact, the gemara, uber, if you're telling me that it's talking about the uber, that the fetus, but not the limb, same as seifa, what about the seifa? Shechet esima ve'achakech zero. Let's say they shechted the mother, and then afterwards it pulled back in its leg. Also, bechila it's also to eat. Via uber, if we're talking about the uber, the feet itself, am I also? Why would it be also? The fetus is obviously not considered like it's born because of the fact that its arm is sticking out. So it's certainly going to be mutter because of the mother's shchita. Kedem Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, lo nitzcha ela l'mkom chatach, it's talking about the lock of the place of the severance of where it was cut. Hachanam lo nitzcha ela l'mkom chatach, it's talking about the place of where it is cut. Ayini, is it really true that even though the limb was pulled back in, that it's going to still be aser? V'haki asa avimi b'chavazoi. Asa v'aisi masnisa b'day. When he was coming from Bei Chozai, that's why Samus Bidei, he brought this. He brought with him this, the following brisa. Parsa hechser echol, a hoof that drew back, you can eat. Parsos hechser echol, the hoofs that drew back, you can go, you can eat. My love, isn't it talking about hechser parsa, echol parsa? That if the fetus put out and drew back its hoof, that you could eat that hoof? Lo. Hechser parsa echol uber. It means if you pull back its hoof, you can eat the ober, the fetus itself. E ober, my yiri hichsa, what does it matter if it pulls it back? If you're a low hichsa, now you can eat the ober. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, lo nitzcha ela makom chatach, it's like makom chatach. V'ha trei kroi konosiv la. But now he's bringing two psukim for teaching this. It says hoof and hoofs. And hooves. Since it would be extra for these two psukim to matir. Of that place where it's cut. My lav, chad le'ever, chad makom chatach, one's for the ever, one's for the makom chatach, right? Lo, chad lamakom chatach, chad lakolot b'mepara. Now this comes to matter, a creature that joined hooves, it's discovered in the womb of a cow. Normally you have a split hoof, but there's a time when you can have a non-split hoof, it's still going to be kosher. What's it coming to tell over here? That a case where a fetus whose hooves are not split is found in the womb of a slaughtered cow or other kosher animal, it's going to be kosher. Back in the Gemara, Vilibid Rabbi Shimon. Dam Rabbi Shimon, Kolot ben Para Aser. Creature with joined hooves that's born to a cow or other kosher animal is going to be Aser to go and to eat. Hanimi Richa de Yatzel Vierolam, that's when it came out into the world, into the air of the world. Avabu Meimo, Shari, if it's still in the mama's womb, it's going to be Mutter. All right. So we tried to knock off Rav like over and over and over again. That they're trying to say like a limb that comes out of the womb can no longer be mutter on the basis of the mother shechita, if it's pulled back in, but we weren't successful to knock it out, so that's the case. Ula Amar Rav Yochanan. Ula says Rav Nachman ve'ever atzum mutter. He says the ever itself is actually mutter. Whoa, sounds like the ever itself is going to be mutter. Amar Lei Yavuda Lulava, Rav Ushmod Amar Tavah, both of them came in and said ever atzma aser, the ever itself is going to be aser. Amar Lei says back to Man Yoiv Lan Me'afra, Rav Ushmod, Malina and Ainin. Who's going to give us of the dust of Rav and Shmuel that we can fill our eyes with it. In other words, obviously he's holding them to very chashuv people. And just like taking dust from them into our eyes, it's able to, it would be worth it. But what can I do? Because Yochan says, "Hakol oyu bechlal basa basada trivelo sochelu." All things that have that have these boundaries are included in the statement. Meat in the field, trefa, you shall not eat it. That if they go outside of the boundaries, they can't be eaten. Once they become aser, they remain like that even after they go back to where they came from. Kishapar tochakatsu, when the pasuk goes and specifies gam chatas sheyatsa chus mechisas from the chasha, also chatas that leaves its boundaries and comes back, aser is going to be aser, to show that without saying the chatas, this specific thing about the chatas, you would think it's mutter. Chatas who the part of about? It's so, what do we see from here? It's about a chatas that's going to be the case. It's permanently no good once it leaves, even if it comes back. So we'll call mili, give the shari, everything else. If it comes back, goes back to its original boundaries, then it's not going to be mutter. So if this fetus sticks its leg out and puts it back in, then it's going to be mutter. Even that limb itself. There comes a challenge against Sul over here. But some of the trefa lo sochelo. It says, meat in the field is trefa, you can't eat it. My time alone, it's telling me the fish, I'm a sino, but Meister Shani, Bikurim. Since we found about Meister Shani and Bikurim, Shafabichi Yatsu Chutzam Chitzasam Chazu. Even if they went outside of the way they were supposed to and they returned, Mutarim, they're going to be Mutter. Right, we're going to see that. They're brought to Yerushalayim. That's like where they're supposed to be. And if they're taken out, they'll be brought back in and eaten. So leaving their place is not going to make it that it's permanently no good. Yachalav Zeke, and you think the same thing would be with this leg as well. Tamalom Trefa. If it says the word Trefa, Matamuda, what are you learning from there? I'm a rabbi, Kit Trefa, Zeke Trefa. Ma Trefa, given to you for shooting the little head there. Just like a Trefa, once it becomes Trefa, there's nothing to do about it. So to this as well. Once it leaves the mechitza, there's nothing to do about it. You have to do this. Knocks off ula, tiyufta. Knocks off ula. Right? Once it leaves, it's no good even if it comes back. The arm. The foreleg of the animal. Amar mar. Where do we find Meister Shein and Bikurim that when they leave the boundaries and they come back, there's going to be mutter? Dechsev lo sucha le'echel b'sharecha meister degenecha degancha. It says you can't eat in your outlying city is a mice of your grain, Meister Shani, and Bikurim. Bisharecha hu dolatacha means you're not allowed to eat it in the outlying cities, you can't have it. Yaval. Yatsu chutz mechitzas v'chazu, if they went back, then mutar, and they're going to be mutar again. Bimarava! In Eretz Yisrael, we're not going to see this machlok, because Rav and Yochan, about the status of a limb that was stuck out of the womb, that went out and came back. Masachi is not the following. Rav Amar Yesh Leida Levar. Rav says there's birth for an individual limb. Rav Yochanan Amar Ein Leida Levar. There's no Leida to it. So Rav holds that when a limb is out of the womb, it's considered born, even though the fetus as a whole wasn't. And therefore, even if it's pulled back, it can be eaten from the shechita of the mother. Rav Yochanan says, what are you talking about? It's not born in that situation. So if it gets pulled back, it's actually going to be mutter. My Benel, what's going to be the difference between them, between the two versions of this machlokus of the machlokas, igibnaya lemeiser miyote varim shabifnim. The difference between them is in reference to Rav's opinion of whether to aser the small part of a limb that was always inside the womb when the majority of them went out. According to the first version, which says Rav saying that something, once something leaves its boundaries, it's aser, and only the part of the limb that actually left the womb is going to be aser. According to the second version, with quote Rav is saying that there's a birth for an individual limb, once a majority of the limb left, then it's like the whole thing. Once the majority left the womb, even the part that's still standing, there's going to be aser. According to the one who says that there is no leida levar, in which case, if it goes back, it's going to be mutter. If it stuck out its leg and then it put it back in, and then it put out another leg and it pulls it back in. Ache shlimu lerubo. And continued to put forth and back in and out all the body until it had in total the majority of the body. My, what's going to be then? Mien honafik lerubo. We say the majority of the fetus came out, and therefore it's considered like it's born entirely. Well, then it came back. And therefore, there's no problem. If you want to say, let's say along the lines of, well, once it came back already, and therefore it's going to be fine. Let me hit a hotzi uber a set of a chatcha. Let's say a fetus put out its leg and one cut it. Chatzav hotzi a set of a chatcha, and someone put another one and cut it. Ashe shlinim ol ruba until it came to the majority of the body. What's going to be din? Mir minin ha nafik lei ruba. Do we say the majority of the fetus came out and therefore it's like it's born in its entirety? Or zema ruba b'basachus bein? It's got to be done at one time. So the part that's inside was going to be considered mutter by the shchita. Toshima, let's take a look. Beep, turn the page. Samach tesam off. Zeklau, davar shagufa aser, something that is part of the animal's body, it's found inside of its aser, v'shena gufa mutter, but it's not part of it, then it's going to be mutter. A fetus is inside is going to be mutter. Chen gufa lasu, right. What does it mean when it says something is not part of an animal's body is going to be mutter? What are you coming to include? Lava sui bahai gavna? Isn't it talking about this case where a fetus's limbs were successfully put forth, that, you know, went out and then cut until majority of its body came out? So for the Mishnah is teaching that majority of the body came out. So the Mishnah is telling us that the minor part of the cut up fetus that remained in the womb is not considered born, but is mutter through the matter shchita. The latter clause is coming to include a creature with joined hooves that's found in the womb of a cow. Right, that's found in the womb, either whole or cut up or dismembered. It's going to be mutter to eat. And that's in the world of Rabbi Shimon. Da'afagav, da'amar Rabbi Shimon, kalot ben para, aser. Even though Shimon says that a creature with joined hooves that is born to a cow, or another kosham is going to be aser for eating, hani mi li'ichad v'yatzal av yirolam. I'll tell you once it came out into the veldt. Avav me'im al shay, but if it's in the mother's womb, then it's going to be mutzer. So this Mishnah does no shaykhus to our question over here, and it stays a question. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Great day.